Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Those who are called to carry out the task of preaching cannot escape it, as Jonah found out and as Paul testified. For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid upon me, yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. Men cannot send other men to preach, nor can they prevent those whom the Lord has sent from performing this work. The Lord's hand is not shortened, save by many or by few, and he most certainly does not depend on men to bring the gospel to those he gives ears to hear it. But he does in most cases use the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Thus it is a great privilege which he is pleased to grant to those heralds of his truth, which he has fitted to the task, to declare the unsearchable riches of Christ. Those who preach are to do so without regard for their personal benefit or safety. Their one desire is to exalt him who alone is worthy of all praise, both as to his person as well as his work of redemption. As Paul said, "But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ." They are to shun personal accolades, privileges, and titles bestowed by men, that no flesh should glory in his presence. The Hebrew word for preach literally means to declare good news. This is the very definition of the gospel. The most important aspect of all preaching is the substance and basis of the message which is declared. This is that which Paul refers to when he says the word of faith which we preach. It does not matter how properly a man may conduct himself or how well spoken he may be. If his message deviates from that redemptive work which Jesus Christ has performed in the behalf of sinners, then he has not preached the gospel, but rather beat the air and been as a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. The faith which we preach must be Christ. Christ is all and in all. The faith which we preach must be clearly declared to be the gift of God, lest any man should boast. Christ is that one faith, one Lord, and one baptism upon which all of our hopes firmly rest. What faith do you preach, and what message do you hear? My soul.